Okay, welcome to this is the very this is a podcast or an attempt at a podcast. Welcome to the podcast. This is our podcast number one. At least I think. Let's see, that means that previously we would have had no podcast. That's right. This is the first podcast. Now I remember. And welcome. I'm Lars, and my buddy Rich isn't here tonight. He's not Skyped yet. So as soon as we get Rich Skyped, he's gonna join us for this podcast. Because he lives far, far away in another land. He lives in the Netherlands. Not really, but if he did, we could still Skype, and he could be on the podcast. He doesn't. He lives in a never never land. That's where he lives. Yeah, with Peter Pan. Well, actually, it is his Peter Pan, but I call him Rich. Or sometimes I call him Carl. But he's Peter Pan. So anyway, welcome to the first podcast. We don't have a name for the podcast. We got names for each other. I'm Lars, and he's Rich / Carl / Peter Pan. And he's not here tonight, so I will proceed with the first podcast. I'm doing this podcast on a Creative Zen Nano Plus, 1 gigabyte flash MP3 player / FM receiver / voice recorder. And the function I'm using right now would be, you guessed it, the voice recording function. And one of the first things I wanted to talk about tonight, because I have recently have been doing some work with my on some of my Linux distributions. I wanted to describe for you what I'm doing right now and where I am in terms of my computing capabilities at home. About three or four years ago, I built a machine with an AMD Athlon, or I think a 1600 maybe, or 1800. I think it's 1800. I don't remember. It is an Athlon, and it's. Or maybe, I don't know. It might be an Intel, but it's single core. It's not dual core. Well, if it was an Athlon dual core, it'd be a biathlon, or even yeah. Well, I think it's an 1800 AMD XP Athlon Tech PL Psych, but it's a fairly old processor, but it. Serves my purposes. I got 500 megabytes of RAM. I have put an additional hard drive in, so I have 80 gig hard drive and 160 gig hard drive. And I have them really all hacked up and partitioned up, and I got all kinds of stuff. Essentially, the big news is last night for the first time I got a working version of Gentoo on the first partition of my first hard drive, which previously I had had JMD, which is an older Linux distribution that doesn't even exist anymore. It was basically Red Hat 9 with some tweaking, but that was the very first distribution that I, very first operating system that I installed on this computer. After that, I installed Windows. Windows took over the bootloader, and quickly I figured out how to change that, how to install grub in the bootloader, and keep it there in the MBR where it belongs. And then chain load to all the other distributions. So currently I have, I've got Gentoo working right now as we speak. I'm merging KDE. The initial, I actually installed the binary packages for Gentoo from the live CD. So, and then I went and installed Kuru, K-U-R-O-O. Kuroo, Kuroo, which is the front end to Emerge and Portage for Gentoo. And because I like the command line, I really do. I'm liking it more and more every day. But I love Synaptic. I just love having the GUI and to see what I'm installing and what I can install. And not to badmouth the CLI, but I like those GUI front ends. Synaptic is a great program. Of course, apt-get is back there in the background, holding up Synaptic on its shoulders. Wasn't it Newton holding up? Didn't he hold up Synaptic? Or he held up something on his shoulders. What was that? Was this neck, maybe? Anyway, so where was I? Right now, I'm merging KDE, so that'll probably take most of the night, I would suspect. I've done this before on a Mac OS 10 through Fink and through Portage both, or I'm sorry, not Portage, Darwin Ports. Both I installed KDE from scratch and compiled it. So I'm not expecting any problems with that. I just really, you know, the default installation that, with Gentoo that came on the live CD, I'm not a GNOME guy yet. Maybe I'm trying, but I want KDE. I'm sorry, I do. My main distribution, I'm just starting to play with Gentoo, my main distribution at this point, right now, which has been for at least 6 to 8 months, is Debian Etch testing. Before that, I was using Debian Stable. So probably a year now, I've been almost completely devoted to Debian, and I see no reason to change. As I mentioned, apt-get's a wonderful tool, and Synaptic is just awesome. So Debian's my main distribution right now. But what else I have on this box? I have Windows on HD8 on the second partition of the first drive. On the third partition, I just have a 25 gig data partition for photos and other data. On the fourth partition, I have Mandrake 10.1, if you believe that. That's what, 2-3 years old. That was my main distribution probably for about a year before I moved to Debian. It still sits on a 5 gig partition, so you can tell I didn't really get into it too much, but it was a functional distribution for me. On the sixth or fifth, the next partition after Mandrake is Planet Karma, which is a Red Hat variant. Actually, it is Red Hat 9 with some audio stuff, particularly a low latency kernel and all the audio software put on top of Red Hat 9. And this Planet Karma comes from the Stanford University Digital Audio Lab. That's the software that they run, so they make it available to the public. I have to admit, I haven't used it for a long time. I don't even know if they're still around, but that's still there. And then I have 15 gig of FAT partition, FAT32, which is just some movies and stuff that I've been trying to digitize lately. On my second hard drive, which is 160 gigs, the first 30 gigs are Debian Etch, and that again is my main distribution. I have a big 80 gig FAT partition that I use for backing up other stuff. I have a 5 gig partition which I began to install Arch Linux on for playing. I never finished that. I do have working versions on the next two partitions of PC Linux OS and Sabion Linux. I saw a demo of Sabion Linux, which is basically Gentoo, where the new, what is it, XGL was being used as the X server, and it was pretty sweet. Your desktops were in three dimensions on the face of a cube, so when you change desktops, the cube rotates. Ah, where have I heard that? By the way, I have to admit, I do run a PowerBook OS 10 at work. I just mentioned to you earlier that I do have used Fink and Darwin ports, and that's where I use that. I don't use that at home, although sometimes I do, because it is a laptop, a PowerBook. So I have Sabion Linux. I don't have the XGL running on it. Don't think I really want to get into that. I don't have a graphics card. I got onboard graphics and onboard audio, although I did install an external audio card, a PCI audio card. And I can't remember the name of it. What the heck's it called? M-Wave? No, it's not M-Wave. What are you talking about? M-Wave, you dork. Audio file. And who makes the damn thing? It's called 2496. Audio file 2496. And I can't remember who makes the thing. I think it's an Athlon. Or Biathlon, maybe. It's two sound cards. Actually, I only have one sound card. And I just got some new speakers, and who makes them? Oh, let's see. Creative. I figured, you know, I really like my Creative Zen, which I'm recording this on right now. And so I figured I'd get Creative speakers when my others crapped out. And it turned out that, they're either 29 or 32 watts, or maybe not. But I think that's what they are. And they're not loud enough. You know, I mounted the speakers on the wall. They have a little wired remote that I've taped under my desk so I can get to it really easy to listen to change volume and bass. They aren't loud enough. It's very irritating. And what am I going to do? You know, boost? Very upset about that. So, this is podcast numero uno. And when this one's over, we will be done with it. And then I'll see if I can get Rich Skyped, and we will go to podcast dos. Okay, let's talk about some other Linux stuff. Let's see. As I mentioned, Debian is my main distribution right now. What have I done with Debian lately? Well, let's see. I installed Google Earth. That went fairly easily. Very cool program. Very cool. What else have I done lately? I've been tinkering with podcatchers. Unfortunately, there's nothing that has everything I want in it. Amarok is okay, but I've tried it. I've tried some of the other K-Potter, Harry Potter, iPod, Harry iPotter. No, come on, stop it. And what I finally settled on is Kitty. After playing around with Kitty, even though it's still buggy, still got bugs, that's what I finally decided on. So, yeah, what's up, bud? Yeah. I'm going to have to check out right now, and I'll be back.